Good day, I'm John Sleggers. Remsen's 50th anniversary celebration of Oktoberfest takes place today. Curtis Kruger on KLEM's What Now program says Oktoberfest began 50 years ago to help make community improvements.
Started back in 1974 to kind of help encourage community involvement. It was started originally with the Chamber. They've helped out with the Sunrise Park, with the softball improvements there, Catholic Order of Foresters, City Remsen with some other equipment that they wanted, the baseball and softball fields, elementary school for books, Remsen Golf Course from items that they needed, Remsen Heritage Museum for some improvements there, as well as St. Mary's School and also the Remsen Union School too.
One of the highlights of Oktoberfest is a Bavarian feast that's served tonight from 4 to 7:30 p.m. at Remsen St. Mary's High School. Kroger says two menus are featured.
Sit down at the table family style, but change that back to the original way, went back to buffet style. That starts off with the Luxembourg and German menu for tripen, brats, head cheese, German potato salad, and German kraut. And then if you're not brave enough to try that, we've got an American side of the menu, and that's roast beef, chicken, mashed potatoes, gravy, dressing, coleslaw, and then bread.
Kruger says the event starts first thing this morning with an arts and crafts retail event. There are costume and dance contests for the kids, open to anyone in the area. Two polka bands will entertain through the afternoon and evening. You can learn more by going to remseniowa.org and on Facebook. The pheasant season opens today, and DNR wildlife biologist Todd Bogenschutz says hunters will likely not duplicate last year. It was one of the better years in the last two decades, with just shy of 600,000 roosters taken. The roadside survey shows the wet spring did have some impact on bird numbers, but Bogenschutz says there could be close to 400,000 birds taken. Most of the soybeans have been harvested and a large portion of the corn as well. Bogenschutz says that will help hunters as they have better success when there is less standing crops for the birds to utilize for cover. Today is the second National Drug Takeback Day. The head of the Iowa Office of Drug Control Policy, Susie Sherrod, encourages everyone to take part. She says more than 5,000 pounds of unneeded medicine was turned in at the first event back in April. She says if you miss an event this Saturday, there are other ways to properly dispose of the medication.
Iowa has 400 or so permanent drug takeback sites. They're in every county, in pharmacies, in law enforcement centers. You can go to the DPS website. We've got a map.
Sure says the permanent sites offer a good option year-round. In Plymouth County, these sites include the Lamar's Police Department, Floyd Valley Healthcare, and Hy-Vee Pharmacy. Saturday's National Drug Prescription Take-Back events operate from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at designated sites across Iowa. You can also get rid of vaping devices and e-cigarettes as long as the batteries are removed from the devices. Dr. John Hartog III, the president of NCC in Sheldon, will participate in the second Aspen President's Fellowship, sponsored by J.P. Morgan Chase. Dr. Hartog is one of 25 community college leaders from throughout the country to participate in this fellowship. This is a year-long program where the leaders will analyze their college's outcomes and development plans. They'll also compare their best practices with those of other successful colleges. The Aspen Institute College Excellence Program aims to strengthen higher education leadership and practice to improve student outcomes. And a report ranks Iowa 13th in the nation for the health of women and children. The report, America's Health Rankings by the United Healthcare Foundation, analyzed more than 100 indicators of women's and children's health. It shows Iowa women have one of the lowest rates of unemployment and among the highest rates of high school graduation. Lisa Saul, Chief Medical Officer of Women's Health for United Healthcare, says Iowa's alcohol use was high among adolescents and showed excessive drinking among women ages 18 to 44. Saul says Iowa had a good showing in categories like jobless women as well as the low housing cost burden among households with children. The report also found Iowa women rank low in terms of exercise habits and for eating fruits and vegetables. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.